This is CPR News. I'm Nathan Fernando Frescas. Right now, around 60 people are hospitalized with coronavirus in Colorado. That's a drop from mid-August when the figure was more than 100 people. But most utilities tracking the virus in wastewater report increasing trends. RSV and flu are being recorded at low levels. Doctors say vaccines to avoid the worst effects of catching these viruses are available in Colorado pharmacies now. A new coroner is poised to begin work in Pueblo County pending a standard background check. KRCC's Shauna Lewis has more.
Gregory Grayheck of Pueblo West is a state-licensed nurse practitioner specializing in acute and family care. The Pueblo County Commissioner selected him after some discussion of the top four candidates, weighing concerns about possible conflicts of interest, qualifications, and ability to manage the position full-time. Grayheck will serve on an interim basis to fill the remaining term left by former coroner Brian Cotter, who resigned after decaying bodies were found in his private mortuary. Voters will choose the next county coroner in November 2026. Shauna Lewis, KRCC News.
Multiple events are taking place today on the Colorado State University campus involving Charlie Kirk's planned visit to the school. The slain conservative activist was scheduled to appear as part of the America Comeback Tour visiting colleges across the country. The tour will continue despite his assassination. Turning Point USA is hosting a vigil at the CSU football stadium later this evening. Student groups are also hosting additional vigils and gatherings around campus. This is CPR News.